And now, the slip and slide of radio voices.
Hey, this is Brian.
This is John.
And we're just getting old. All right, so my random thought of the day is regarding... I'm becoming more of a vain person, I think. I'm more worried about my looks because I'm single now. And
what matters a lot more when you're single? It doesn't really matter when you're married. I always felt like you could let yourself go.
Yeah, you can.
Just a bit.
But, I mean, you can at least... I mean, nobody's going to look at me if my teeth are jacked up and, like, I'm not, like, cut or something like that. Like, I don't have height to my advantage, and I don't have a lot of hair on my head. So, those are some of the things that I used to be, like, really insecure about. But, like, I just recently kind of accepted the fact that, yeah, my hair looks like shit. So, what I've actually done lately when people start saying things about it, because I just cut it so short now, I use a buzzer and I go like a one guard, and people are like, oh my gosh, is that your summer cut? I was like, no, my hair just sucks, so I just shave it.
So, you know, like this funky hairline. I was like, I shaved mine like I think a year or two ago, and it was one of the best moves I've ever done. Like, I didn't have to worry about it. I would always try to have my hair so it was like covering the receding hairline, you know what I mean? So the front was a little bit longer, but that was like a lot of work. And then I just like, fuck it, and I shaved my head.
I actually just started trying like the front part of the hair thing to make it look like it wasn't so bad.
It's a mistake, don't try.
Yeah, you see the different lengths, yeah. And it just looks dumb. So
it looks like there's I would always see this West Virginian haircuts like back in the 90s where the people had buzzed hair and they just had just bangs. Do you remember that shit? It was the worst.
Well, they kind of brought that back. They kind of brought that back with Vikings.
Well,
the whole shaved head and then like
at least
flippy floppy hair. Like they were not that stylistically focused back then.
I just dropped that roach.
Vikings did not look that hot back then. You did drop a roach. I saw it.
I landed on my leg.
It landed on your shirt, then your leg, and then the floor.
And I stomped it out.
So, what's going on in your head lately?
I was thinking the other day about... Well, I hate going to Walmart, right? So, I hate it. I hate it, hate it, hate it. I think the biggest reason I hate it, though, is the way that people walk in Walmart. Like, I hate slow walkers. I hate the mall for the same reason. When I'm walking somewhere... I'm a quick walker. You know that. You've seen that. I'm a fast talker. You know, loud talker. Quick walker. I just want to get to where I'm going. So it drives me nuts when people are like stopping and looking and taking their time. I was literally about to say relaxing, and I was like, fuck those people for relaxing, but that's not the right term. But I want to throw them out of the way. And I am not a violent person. You know, you've seen that. But, and I don't even get road rage. I don't get that mad in a car, but when people are walking, like, you can't die from a walking accident. I mean, I guess you could, you know, but I want to throw people out of the way. And I'm usually so passive, but, like, even old women, I just, like, walk correctly. Stop it. This is easy. It's easy. Walk like you drive. Merge. Look where you're fucking going. I hate when people are, like, looking, and they don't realize that anybody's behind them. They just stop. Like, what is that? Oh, my God, man. I want to, like, jump kick, you know, like, drop kick some bitches in the mall. Oh, I hate them all for that reason. I hate it, and I hate Walmart for that reason. It's just the walking thing. I hate it.
The thing is, I agree with you 100% on pretty much everything you just said. I'm always in a hurry. If I have to go to a grocery store, or if I have to go into a building that's going to have a ton of people in it, I want to get in and out as fast as possible because people fucking suck.
Agreed.
And what you said about people abruptly stopping, like, they're, like, in the middle of the aisle, and then they're just like, womp, brakes.
Or the checkout counter parts right by Walmart. You know how many people are going to the checkout thing there? A lot of people.
Yeah.
And you're just stop? Like, you're the only one in the fucking world. That's what I think that's what it is, right? It's just like, come on, man. Like,
we're really sensitive about, like, common currency shit.
Yeah, that's true, though.
But I think rightly so. And like the shit that goes on in places like grocery stores and like
it's easy to do. That's why
it is easy, but like nobody gives a shit about anybody else. So they're just like, yeah, I'm gonna put my cart where the fuck ever. I see you coming, but I'm not gonna
drop kick you.
I'm not
like
they're not even like moving it aside. The best you can get, depending on where you are, obviously, is like, oh, sorry, my cart's in the way, but I'm not gonna fucking move it.
I do that for everybody. Anytime I move it, I literally like slide it out of the way.
I do it before any. If I'm the only person on the aisle, I still make it so.
Agreed. Me too. That you can get past.
Yeah.
You. Yeah.
I get it completely out of the way while I'm looking for my shit. It doesn't take anything for me to walk an extra couple steps.
Agreed.
To grab some out the freezer and then fucking just chuck that shit in my basket. Like,
I agree. But and the thing is, it's people will stupidly do that and they just leave it there.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, oh, and then I'm trying to like, hey, can I, you know, get around? And I'm trying to motion or even ask, and then it's like, it's a big ordeal that I ask them to move their cart out of the middle of the aisle.
Say, excuse me, and they're just like,
yeah, exactly. They give you that face. You couldn't see it with the...
Bitch, if you weren't in the way, I wouldn't have to ask you to move.
Agreed. Stop being stupid. It's simple as that. Absolutely simple. Hey, how's your fantasy team doing this year?
I'm doing okay.
You just lost Watson and Fuller, basically.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, I lost Watson, Deshaun Watson, and Kyle Fuller? Not Kyle Fuller.
Whatever.
Will Fuller.
You didn't lose Fuller. He just...
They were good for like 60, 70 points as a pair per game.
They're probably
like,
the best tandem, maybe besides Hunt and Kansas City.
Yeah, there's always a couple teams like every year that have like the best quarterback and wide receiver combination, and they just light it up. Like DeAndre Hopkins and who was the
Fitzpatrick?
Was Ryan it Fitzpatrick?
Wasn't it? So,
maybe, I'm not sure.
Or was it Oswald? No, because. Anyhow.
Yeah, so there's just always this, and I had him, and I knew this was coming because he's a young quarterback, he's going to try to do too much, and sure.
Well, nobody really thought about him in the beginning of the year, like,
yeah,
you got him before he blew up.
I got him right after he blew up.
Okay, well, you must have just got
him. Well, yeah, because I saw his points were like, his first week was 12, and then it was like 18, then it was 32, and I was like, I see a trend here, and like, I need a backup, so I picked him up, and it made sense to pick up Fuller the next week, too, because then you saw how many targets, or like how much of a sink those two had. So I picked him up, and it was great, and then fucking Watson got injured, and so Fuller has no value now because he's got Tom Savage thrown to him. So I'm just going to have to play it, game by game.
Well, you're in, fifth now, right?
Yeah, I'm either fifth or sixth, but I'm tied with a couple other people. It's really close right now.
But you went from second or third to last, and then you got Watson and Fuller, and you went all the... We play in a 12-man league. It's 12-man, right?
Yeah. It's a 12-team league, and I got the worst draft grade of the league, and
do you want to tell the users why you got the worst draft grade?
Allen is to blame.
Yeah, don't get messed up before you draft in fantasy football.
I usually draft pretty well, but I decided to have some fun and hang out with my friends for once doing it. It was the worst mistake ever for my fantasy team.
And then you made a ridiculous trade that night.
I went home immediately, and I was like, oh my God, I got to fix this. And I just made it worse. I made it much worse.
You sent it to the wrong person, and he accepted it, of course.
Yeah, but I also sent him Jay Ajayi, he's been garbage, so I don't feel bad about losing that guy. And then Emmanuel Sanders is injured, isn't he?
Either that or he's not doing anything. I mean, you got to remember, Denver has no quarterback.
Yeah, so we both kind of fucked up because I got Pryor and I got... who else?
I thought Pryor was going to be good, though. He did well in Cleveland.
Everybody did, but...
He did well in Cleveland last year.
They're not giving him opportunities.
Well, agreed.
They're never throwing the ball to him, and when they do, they overthrow him. It's like, he's a giant. How are you still overthrowing him?
I don't know. He did well with... I picked up Josh Gordon from the Browns.
Yeah.
Just hoping that I have something in my pocket when I play in the playoffs, which I hope still happens. I think I've still lost the most people, or the most key players in fantasy this year in our league.
Who did you lose?
Beckham.
Okay.
I had David Johnson, the running back from Arizona, gone. Like, that was the first week. ODB.
You already said Beckham.
Well, I know. I tried, but...
So you said Beckham. You said Beckham, and what was the other person?
David Johnson, the running back for Arizona.
It's been a rough couple days for us.
I know, man. Like, my brain just froze there, and I was like, wait a minute, what did he just ask me?
we struggled mighty earlier to remember something, like...
I was proud of us. We got it.
It took a it was a long train to get back to it, man.
Yeah, but we got it. Our collective brains.
So you lost Beckham and you lost David Johnson.
Yes, those are two huge. I traded away Kelsey because I lost. I remember I lost both of them, so I needed to get some players. So I traded away Travis Kelsey.
You at least had that position locked down.
I understand that, but if I get to trade somebody, like if I trade a tight end for two media like middle tier receivers and a middle tier running back, I've already filled a lot of the gaps that I had. I had other people that got hurt too. I cannot remember for the life of me who they were, but everybody, all of my key positions except for quarterback. Quarterback was fine.
Yeah, it's kind of a crapshoot this year with regards to all positions. Tight end, running back, they're all really depleted. I feel like that's
been the last couple years.
Like, quarterback is pretty good this year, except for Eli, which is why I would have never picked up Beckham this year.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You can't trust him. He's about as good as Flacco.
This is the first year I've had him. And yeah. It sucks, because it's like every time... when I had Jimmy Graham when he was really good, right? And then he first went to Seattle. Everybody still thought he was going to be really good. I get him in fantasy. The shit.
Yeah.
Shit. And, you know, I get these players and they just get ruined.
Sometimes
I think it's really hard, right? Like, picking the right people. I don't know how people do, like, 8 fantasy leagues. I don't understand that. Or even fantasy baseball for that reason, right? In fantasy baseball, every day you have to update it. You have to remember to do it every day.
Mm-mm. Every day. No way.
There'd be times that are so busy at work, I'd, like, forget to, like, check my text, let alone set a baseball lineup.
Yeah, every single day. I can barely manage to do it once a week.
Well, I play fantasy hockey, and we did one year that was every day, and it was a mistake. I can't tell you. I think, honest to God, 60% of the time I forgot, if not 70% of the time.
Yeah, I didn't mean to take you off track there, John. But, yeah, there's no way. And people play, like, daily fantasy stuff, because... Yeah. No, I can't do that either. That's too much, and there's, like, real money involved, and I'm not that serious about it.
I don't know if I follow... I mean, I love football. I follow it a good amount, but I don't know if I follow it enough to be good at putting money into fantasy.
Yeah, you've got to be, like, a nerd for numbers to be able to, like, make money out of this.
I've seen people's spreadsheets, and they're insane.
And there's businesses about this.
Yeah.
It is a business.
Oh, I know. There's people that literally will write programs and shit to, like, and just, you know, giant big data databases reading all this stuff for, you know, the best predictions. You know, so are they playing home or away? Who are they playing? Have they played them before? What was their numbers like before? You know, how it interacts with the quarterback, how it interacts with the field. Is it turf or is it grass? It's like all of this stuff. It's nuts.
Yeah.
It's too much.
It's pretty insane.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah, so when I go to bed at night, sometimes I think about fantasy football because I pay a little bit way too much attention to it, and other times I dream about, like, making out with chicks or, like, doing them, and then they turn into somebody you didn't want to do.
I don't know if I've ever had that happen in my
dreams. Bullshit. One dream I know everyone's had is, like, your teeth falling out.
Yeah,
I've had everybody that. Has that. But, and I think, for me personally, I think that's, it's kind of just... I hate when people think that... I don't hate it, but I think it's ridiculous when people actually think there's something to that. To dreams.
Yeah, but okay, so have you ever looked up what it means when you have that tooth dream? A lot of people have that. I've had it.
Where were
you? I was saying this, like, have you ever looked... The tooth dream. Mm-hmm. I would have that dream, and I'd wiggle my teeth because they hurt, and they would fall out, but they would fall in my hand, and I'd go to touch them with my finger, and it'd break apart.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also, I guess, pretty common, right? So if you look up what that dream means, I don't understand how you could disagree with some of those things. I mean, like, I guess they're kind of blanket statements, right? It's like the, who's the guy that was, like, from the dead, and they would, like, go on the TV show, and you would, like, South Park made fun of him. Crossing over John Edwards. That's who it was.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, they would just say really blanket, he'd say blanket statements.
Does anybody have a grandmother here?
Yeah, see, it's like that. But I think there are things to dreams, right? Because your life influences your dreams, I think, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that it has to be some kind of meaning in it, right? As in, the tooth dream, a lot of it has to do with stress and stuff like that. That's what they say. Stress or, like, you're going through something. Or I don't know. I remember looking it up at some point. I think, say you have those dreams about... I dream about work, right? So, it's not that those dreams are making a prediction, but I'm obviously dreaming about work because I'm working too much or thinking about work. So that still means something, right? You don't think that's real? You think that's bullshit, or...
No, I agree with you partially.
You're talking about, like, the dream reader people, like, on Facebook, I mean, on
LINE. I'm talking to people that get serious about it, like, because you saw a dove, that means that you're going to have some, like, man swoop into your life and bring peace into it. Like, that's the kind of bullshit.
No, that's too much, agreed. That's too much.
And people that read daily horoscopes, like, you're ridiculous. Like, this is garbage that people are just selling you. You're out of your mind if you believe any of it.
Do you think it can help some people, though? I mean, if that they might feel like they have a direction.
It depends on what you think people can get out of false hope.
I think you can get a lot out of false hope. Motivation.
I don't think a daily horoscope is going to improve your quality of life.
I'm not saying that. I agree with you. We just said false hope. I just said there's things in false hope.
I think so, but I think in, like, more critical situations and, like, war-torn
regions. Is the daily horoscope, like, then is playing, like, playing the lottery?
Like, when it comes to survival, I think that hope is necessary and important. Like, but not when you're...
You don't need it for happy life? I think you do. Not when you're... I mean, but the thing is, then at that point, dreaming, like the daily horoscopes and, like, the dream studies, is almost like playing the lottery. Like the horoscope specifically.
Yeah, because your brain is fucking crazy and your subconscious tells you what to do while you're asleep. So I partially agree with you in that it does absolutely have to do with your current life and what's going on and if you're stressed or what you're thinking about or if there's somebody in your life, somebody new in your life. And I think it's like how a computer works. Like, when we go to sleep, like, the processor's still running, which means that maybe the RAM still contains some certain memory. And in that memory...
You've got your background processes, basically, right?
Right. I still got background processes running in my brain while I'm sleeping. And, of course, it's going to be, like, the most sensitive things to my brain. Like, the things I'm thinking about the most, which is... Unfortunately, half the time it's negative stuff, and half the time it's basically about sex.
Yeah, but... that's probably everybody.
Right. Yeah. So, but I don't think I never have believed in that horoscope bullshit. But I think there's of course science to it because your brain just does what it wants to while you're in sleep mode.
But yeah, but
it uses the memories you have while you're in sleep mode because you're not actively thinking about something else.
But I think I'm gonna have to disagree with you slightly on this because I'm gonna take you back to your statement in the beginning. You said, like, everybody has those teeth dreams. So if everybody's sharing, right, like, at least some sort of dream, right? And yes, you're right, everybody's background processes or whatever are different, the things they're thinking about. But there seems to be a common, like,
a commonality.
Is that a word? I almost gonna say it. Yeah, but, like, throughout the whole...
Or a common factor.
Yeah. You know, either way, right? Like, it's basically... If all people or a lot of people were having it, it has to mean something, Brian. I would think so. Like, I would think that it's not always so...
black and white?
No. I don't want to say personal. Like, personal is not the word. But it's not... You know how, like, everybody's a snowflake and you're different. I think sometimes there are things, like, especially with dreams, if there's a lot of overlap, it's not specific to you. It is a general thing because people are ultimately, you know, we're human beings, we're animals. There is this... part of us that is collectively the same. Men, women, races, it doesn't matter. It comes down to there's parts that are shared within all of us. I think, you know, if dreams, if that is being shared, I think it absolutely means something. Some way.
And to be the
really... I think I just talked in circles, by the way. I'm pretty sure.
I know what you were trying to say, and I hear your words, John. And I kind of agree that about the sameness that most people have, but I want to take it to a different...
The sameness
part. The what?
So you said sameness. I don't know.
Sameness. Yeah, the sameness. Like, whatever. Anyway, so my... that's okay. I'm kind of high. So my point is, like, I think that, like, on just a brain chemical level, yes, we all have, like, that root, like, my teeth are falling out concern. because
we're I said root, by the way, too, because that's a good way to describe that, like describe this whole, it is a root thing shared with people.
We are all worried about our looks, and what's the worst thing that you can think of that can happen to you? Your fucking teeth fall out. Like,
I don't think that's what that dream means, though.
Right. It doesn't mean anything. That's my point. Like, we're just worried about it, and that's a carnal thing. And
so,
that's
like, we're overthinking the dream, basically. Yeah, like, we're looking too much into it.
I think that the subject, specifically, like, your teeth falling out, is because everybody is naturally vain. And it's naturally on everyone's mind. So, that's why it's shared across a lot of different people, that specific dream. That's my theory, at least.
I could see that. And I could agree with you. I'm not changing the fact that I believe dreams do mean something, so you didn't change my mind. But I agree with your last statement about it. I mean, there is something, like I was saying, there are something things that are shared across people, races, gender, one of them being vanity. Pride is another one that, like, you try not to be super prideful, you know, but when you do something cool, you're kind of like, you know,
yeah,
I'm good at this.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know? When you find something to find some confidence in, like,
yeah.
I used to try to be more humble, but I find myself happier accepting that I'm actually good at stuff.
You know what? Well, we're going to have to bring that up at one of the times, because I would love to discuss that.
Yeah. So, you know what pisses me off, man? It's work, people. It's the game. It doesn't matter if you're in the private or public sector. You know what I'm talking about. Like, dealing with managers, dealing with the users, like, just dealing with your coworkers, even if you're not, like, from a technical standpoint. Like, you gotta rub the right shoulders, and you gotta make sure to avoid the spiky people. And if you don't, and if you try to be, like, prideful about it, or try to be, like fighting back, it's only going to bite you in the ass. And it's so bad for me, because I'm a guy that wants to stand his ground. And, like, when people are, like, not doing their jobs and it's affecting my performance and I can't take care of my users, I want to fight back. And I have.
I'm the same way.
And
it doesn't usually end well, though, no, for me at least.
It never does. It never has for me. And it cost me this year on my review. And that shit makes me mad. So now I turn that shit right around, and I'm going to play the fake, like, poker face with every individual I see. I'm going to make them think that they're my best fucking friend.
See, like, I can't play the work politics game. Like you mentioned, like, you know, with management and all, and, you know, people's underhandedness within the workplace. I can't do that. And to the point where, I mean, you know, I'm a very forward person as it is, right? I'm really blunt to the point. I'm like that at work. You've seen me at work. I'm much better now than when we worked together. Brian and I used to work together.
Are you?
Yeah, I think so. I think I am. I mean, better in terms of, like, me being knowledgeable in my work field.
Absolutely. You were miles away.
I know. But
you were worthless back then.
Basically.
I'm just kidding, of course.
I
knew more than I did.
Yeah, but so I think we do different things.
Remember when, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to interject this. Remember when you go into MSConfig and if there's like a blank entry next to an unchecked box or whatever, it's like a remaining virus. Yeah. That's the one thing I remember you brought up when we worked at that same place together.
There we go.
That's always locked in there for some reason. I don't know why.
That's neat that at least you remember something other than the, hey, Brian, come over here.
Don't you get my email?
Did you get my email? John, you just sent it. I will see it. It's electronic mail.
Hey, Ryan, can you check this network setting? Does it look right?
Even that job, you saw, I didn't play. I fought with our boss all the time there because I won't play. I can't suck. I can't play kiss ass. I cannot do that. I can't.
No.
And if they're doing something wrong, like if it's going to, like you said, negatively affect your users, or like saying I'm running a network and it's going to not help my network, not necessarily make it worse, but maybe not make it run as efficiently, I'm saying no. And I'm telling you that. And I'm going to tell you why. And I've had managers that are like, we should buy this or buy this. And I'm like, well, this is a bad idea because... And they get mad, but I'm trying to ultimately have the best interest of the whole network or the whole company when I'm saying these things.
Yeah, and we're the people to go to for that information. You don't want to just
buy... They pay us for that. That's what bothers me. Why are you paying us for that than not listening to our opinion?
That's actually not even in my scope of work, but I stopped a halt on all purchasing until you came to me and asked me what was the best thing to get, because people are constantly buying the wrong thing or they're buying like something with an i5 processor, or they're buying some like bullshit
non solid state discs,
or like there was rotary everywhere, and I put a stop to that immediately. I was like, we are in like 2015, people. What are you guys still doing with rotary drives?
Agreed.
Like, they're cheap as hell. Anyway, so I'm sorry going on about tech stuff, but we're trying to talk about the drama. It's just like when people rat you out, and it's like all you've done is help them, and especially from an IT perspective, it just feels like you get stabbed in the back a lot. And I have learned this lesson so many times the hard way, that I made friends with all the right people within the circle that I support and the people that I report to. And I just keep getting my way because I know how to play the game. And I get some challenges every now and then, but I mean, knock on wood, I'm doing okay so far.
You play the game much better than I do. I think we can tell by our work track records on how many jobs we've gotten that you play at least, you're at least much better at keeping that face, you know, even you know, just playing the game in a fake manner than I am. I'm bad at it.
Well,
I also have a really snappy mouth, though.
I've always been more involved with direct user content than you, though. That's true. Yeah, you have less chance to have to deal with that. You have less of a wall, maybe less of a thicker skin, because all you have to deal with is with other techs and managers.
I actually will agree with you that I think getting away from dealing with like end users or customers is, I did lose some of my skin thickness. I don't know how to... thick skin, basically. It's not as thick as... I will 100% agree with that. Because I think a lot of times where you're dealing with end users a lot, you get a lot more shit, or you put up with a lot more shit than, say, when I'm just dealing with a network, because I don't have to deal with people, you know, obviously, right? So it's very different, in my opinion. I deal with management, I think, a lot more than you.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't have to report... I have to report always to management, even in, like, managing a network, right? Like, the last company I worked for, I managed the whole IT. So I only... I reported to the managers a lot, and they were... It was the worst, because I'm not a kiss ass. I can't explain things in the way they want me to sometimes, like by saying that they're right or whatever. And I have a mouth. I'll fully admit that.
Yeah, I can't really do that where I'm at, because I really, really value my job.
Agreed.
So it's I gotta play the game, and I gotta play it better, but.
Better. I think you just had a big win this past week.
I did. I've definitely come out on top. We're not going to
get the details, obviously, but I was impressed. I'm not going to lie, because I thought you were going to push it further, and that's why when you texted me and let me know, I legit, like, even this aside, I thought you're going to push it further. I was like, shit, Brian, come on, like, you're good. You're like, so just cruise at this point, right?
Yeah, I knew.
I thought you were going to be like, fuck that, I'm going to keep going, because I've seen you do that before. Basically, yeah. Well, or other things that you're like, no, I'm going to get revenge, you know? And I'm like, it's a lot of work.
It is, but this didn't take much work at all, because I've already laid the groundwork for my defense around there.
That was huge.
Yeah, and it was no problem, because it's been a long time coming. A lot of people were bitching about the problem.
You have a really good track record there prior.
I do.
Yeah. Like, very good, so.
Yeah, my source told me that if her boss was there that day, this is what he said to her, he would have gone in to her office and said, stop doing this part of your job immediately. You are off of it.
Because
they were so bad at it.
Well, that's good to be an asset that people value, to the point where your boss is going to stick up for you.
Yeah, all of the people that I support, the managers, the bosses, like, they all love me because they know how valuable I am. Like, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but it's like, I know
these people. But you are tooting your own horn.
I know them so intimately, individually, like every single person, all of my users, all of my managers. I know them so well that I can fix a problem super quick, because I know their skill level. I know what they're running. I know what software they need. I know what drives they need access to. So I get the same thing a lot every day. So it's repetition, and I can do this shit blindfolded. So, I mean, that's why they pay for me.
Yeah, well, agree. As they should.
As they should.
You know what
should.
Really nibbles my nuggets? When these food crazes that come up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people act like it's something, like a new discovery, like the bacon craze, right? But before that, what people don't realize is, like, remember, before that, ranch was on everything. Everything was ranch. You know, that's when they made ranch Doritos, Cool Ranch Doritos, for that reason. Like, every you know, put ranch on everything. Ranch on pizza, ranch on everything, right? I don't even know if chicken nuggets or chicken fingers were really big with ranch until that whole ranch craze.
There was the avocado thing.
Well, no, that's more recent. Now it's avocado. Everybody,
it's avocado, still avocado. Everything.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Right now it still is. A couple years, it was bacon. That drove me nuts. Like bacon mayonnaise, bacon toothpaste.
It's bacon now.
Good. We know bacon's good. You don't need to tell me this. It doesn't need to be a food craze. I don't need to have chocolate bacon. If I want bacon, I'm going to eat bacon. Like regular bacon. Not bacon in toothpaste. Not bacon in mayonnaise. I want bacon. I'm going to have memes and shit you see on Facebook. Like bacon is like Chuck Norris. I'm like, you know, okay. And we're like, no, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Like, stop telling me things I already know.
No, and people are getting like overexcited about stuff just to
the
like
bacon
be like,
festivals are the same thing.
I'm different. I like this thing so much. I'm obsessed with it. And that's all I'm going to talk
Agreed.
About.
Agreed. But then that became everybody.
And then the new vegetable or the new fruit or the new dish comes along and they're like, no, I'm really only about this thing.
Yep.
Trend hoppers.
Yeah, well, exactly. These are food trends and it's insane. Because like, remember smoothies were really big for a while? Then like everybody was drinking Propel water for, do you remember that shit?
Yeah, it's just Gatorade basically.
And it was, except it tasted gross in my opinion. I thought it was
good. And it wasn't good for you.
No, but these are all like big food fads that to me aren't a problem except for the fact that people try to make it seem like a new thing. I've known avocados are good since I've had one. You don't need to tell me, and then tell me a million recipes to put in my ice cream. Like, I don't fucking need that. Like, an avocado is a vegetable. I will eat it, most likely with Latino or Mexican food, or
it's
as a dip.
It's
going
to be in a guac.
Yeah, exactly, basically. So, I don't, it's not a surprise to me it's good. Just like it's not a surprise that bacon is good.
Yeah.
Like, don't act like this is a thing. It's not a thing.
Yeah.
That's no. all. That's People all getting... I have to say. That's what nibbles my nuggets. I was proud of myself on that, Brian. I had to.
It was good.
I had to.
I liked it. So, the problem I'm running into lately is meeting new people. I mean, I kind of saw this coming because I've never really been a person with a large circle of friends, but I've made some great ones lately. I'm having fun in my life, but the problem is it's kind of hard as an adult, maybe 30-ish, to like meet new people outside of bars and stuff. I guess maybe it's a little harder around where we live just because there's not a whole lot of people and
there's a lot of people.
There's even less candidates within my
probably we go to one bar, bud.
Yeah.
I mean, no offense. I mean, but you know
that lately, yes. But I know the crowds around here because I grew up here, so like.
Yeah, but it's a lot bigger than it was when you grew up. I mean, it's the.
Just not a lot of good fish in the sea, in the pond up here.
Okay, that's a different story. Not that there's not enough people or not a lot of people, because it's like the second biggest.
Not a lot of quality candidates. Yeah, but anyway, so it's just like in back in the day, the only way I knew how was to like. It was just high school. I was good in high school. Like, I. Because there's just so many fish in the sea, and everybody's fucking horny, and everybody wants to make out and fuck.
Agreed!
And, like, it was no problem finding... It's not like it wasn't a problem, and I certainly...
You put on some Boys to Men.
No, I certainly was not good at any relationship I was at in high school, but it was just, like, everybody's just thinking with their genitals, and I was a part of that, and... It's just, like, now that I'm an adult, like, I went through a phase after high school where I was just, like, concerned about getting fucked up. And after that, I was like, all right, now, how do I get a girl to like me? Fuck, I forgot about that part.
I can't write notes now.
I never really learned. And the only hookups I've had, I've been kind of fucked up for most of them.
I don't even think it's just, like, girlfriends. Like, how do you make a friend nowadays?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Right. Like, you try to make another, like, man friend?
Yeah, like, just a friend. Like, am I just supposed to go out to some random guy and be like, hey, you want to be my friend?
Right.
Like, the only way
I learned
how to do it...
You seem like a fucking crazy person.
Well, yeah. I mean, if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, you know, no, you know. The only way I've ever made friends in the last couple of years is sports or pot.
I was just about to say, and drugs.
But I mean, I don't know if I could think of other ways that I made. How do you make friends at 35? Like I said, you can't just walk up to somebody.
No, like the only reason I've made like associations with anybody recently is because you brought me into softball.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's other lonely dudes that want to make
or get away from their wives or get away from like just a break, you know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, we're all. I mean, we're men, but we still want company.
Like absolutely.
Other than our families.
Yeah.
Or our significant others.
Or our lonesomes at this point.
Or yeah, exactly. Or the fucking crushing
the crushing weight of loneliness.
Exactly. That's what I was gonna say.
I thought it was.
I would have made it sadder.
Oh. The crushing weight of loneliness. The
crushing weight of loneliness.
I think mine was sadder than
you. You know what else is hard about making friends, making new friends is like when you get used to being by yourself, you have your ritual, and then
absolutely.
You stay up until like maybe 11:30, 12, and then you know it's like definitely time to go to bed, and then you actually hang out with somebody like out of the blue, and you're not used to like staying up or anything, and they want to like go to a bar, and it's like 2 a.m, you're just fucking tired of shit, you want to go to bed. It just makes you feel even older, and you're like, you know what, maybe being alone at 30-ish isn't so bad, because I like my safe, happy, comfortable space where I'm not, where I can do my own thing.
I will agree with your point on that, because you have to adapt when you meet a new friend too. It's like, I feel like I have to hold back a lot, because I like to do things different. Well, you know me. I'm a person who's, I like to do things my way, and that's it.
But I think people like you enough to overcome that and even, like, almost alien, like, adapt to it. Almost always. Even myself.
But I force that point, and I think that's why either people love me or hate me. Because I am so, like, to the point that either you're going to jump on board or you're going to be pissed off by it and hate me. Yeah. I think that's why my friends get mad at me, too, is because I could poke the bear better than anybody can. I can agitate the shit out of people, and I know I can, especially my friends.
Yeah.
I think we all know that. I got punched in the face by friends more times than I've been punched by any other group of people. I'll just have to say that. That's how I'm ending that there.
Yeah, I try to be the church mouse, and I haven't gotten punched in the face very much since after high school, at least.
I have, sadly enough. I've been the guy that's nobody's ever punched somebody before. You know who they have punched? This guy.
Well, you probably get punched less nowadays, right?
And on that note, so
have
I get
all.
Punched less.
On that happy
I
thought
fell
of
down the stairs.
On that happy thought of John getting punched less nowadays.
I actually like that ending.
I'm
gonna
sign off. I'm Brian.
This is John.
And we're just getting old. There you go.
This has been Just Getting Old. Please subscribe, review, and rate on iTunes. Email us at justgettingold@gmail.com. That's justgetting, G-E-T-T-I-N, old@gmail.com. And visit our page at justgettingold.podomatic.com. Then use the PayPal button if you feel like giving us a handy by donating to the show. We'd really appreciate it.